Hello, we are in Denmark, in Martinus Center Klint, 100 kilometers northwest of Copenhagen. Today is the 30th of April 2011. Gunnar Fernlund from Stockholm is going to make a short video film in 10 minutes where I present my new book in English, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. And the book has also been presented at Amazon.com. You can see the video on YouTube if you make a search on my name, Ole Terkelsen, or the title of the video film, A New Theory of Evolution. But here, at least, you can hear the soundtrack where I present my book. In year 2016, my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, A New Theory of Evolution, was published in not less than 8 different languages. In 2 Scandinavian languages, Danish and Swedish, and into English and German, and then 2 Roman languages in French and Spanish, and into 2 Slavic languages, Croatian and Russian. My second book, Martinus and the New World Morality, is published in Danish and Swedish, in German and English, in Spanish and Russian, and language number 7 is the international language Esperanto. And in the book, there is 30 pages about Esperanto, because an international language also belongs to the new world morality. Please look for the books on Amazon.com and on oleterkelsen.dk. There is 3 different parts in this episode on the book on Martinus and Darwin. The first is from 2011, where I talk 8 minutes on the publication of the English translation. And then 2 years later, I talked about the publication of the Croatian translation of my book. And the third part in this episode is from 2007, where I gave a short introduction to Martinus cosmology, and then I also mentioned my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. And the very last part of this episode is an experiment. It contains highlights from my lecture with music and sampling. Here we go. I have written a book with the title Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, A New Theory of Evolution. And the Danish philosopher Martinus, who lived from 1890 to 1981, has written A New Cosmology. And I have tried to explain the relationship between the theory of Darwin to the theory of Martinus, and also the theory of intelligent design to Martinus cosmology. I have a scientific education. I've got a master's degree in chemical engineering and in biology from the University of Copenhagen. So I have been very interested in all about life and nature. And then my whole life I've studied the cosmology of Martinus. And I've also been interested in this theory about intelligent design. The basic difference between Darwin, natural science, and Martinus is that Martinus thinks that there are certain eternal things in life. Martinus thinks that the energy exists eternally. Energy has never come up. Energy has always existed, and the energy will always exist. But in the same way, the phenomenon of consciousness and life are also eternal. But natural science thinks life must have had a begin and must have an end. The universe must have had a begin and an end. But Martino thinks that life, consciousness, energy, and the I, the self of the living beings, are eternally existing. And that is sort of the beginning of the Martinus cosmology. And this means that you can collect the result of all your experiences, of all your talents. They can be stored in an eternal body, which is outside the physical body. Martino thinks every time when you exercise, when you train, every time when you make an experience, you have developed, and the result is stored as a talent. If you want to be better at tennis or chess playing, how can you become better? By training and practice. But the training and practice is not wasted. It is stored in these talent kernels that are put into the eternal body that survives the death of the physical body. So that means that evolution takes place because of experiences. And Martino thinks exactly like Darwin that all evolution takes place gradually, continuously. So from that point of view, there is no difference between the Darwinism and Martinus cosmology. It is a continuous evolution. But Martino thinks that the main factor behind the evolution is the consciousness. The consciousness of the individual being, but also the consciousness of the living universe. And Martinus explains how we have gone through the whole Darwinistic evolution personally. We have made all the experiences ourselves. No experience is wasted in relation to the evolution. But the Darwinist thinks that we have got a better brain because there was a mutation that gave a bigger brain. So that means if we want to develop our brain, we have to wait, sit down and wait some 5,000 years for a new mutation. But according to Martinus, the intelligence of mankind and of the individual improves because he's using his intelligence. But Martinus also thinks there is intelligence in the universe. I have intelligent cells, I have an intelligent brain, the planet Earth have intelligence, mankind is sort of the brain of the planet Earth, the solar system has a brain in the Earth. So Martinus also thinks that the evolution is designed, it is planned. But how can you put this intelligent design into praxis? And Martinus says, through gradual evolution. So in a way, Darwin is right. The evolution is continuous. And the intelligent design, yes, the design, there is a design. They have been quarreling for 150 years. Since the publication of Darwin's book, The Origin of Species. How is it possible to have a discussion running for 150 years? I guess it is because both parts are right. Yes, the evolution is gradually, continuously. And the other, yes, consciousness is the main factor in evolution. I would say that Darwinism and the theory of intelligent design, they only have fragments of the theory of evolution. But Martinus, he has described everything. So it shows they are both right, but you get a more complete picture. And I have described that in my book. I think the book is about 300 pages. And I was so lucky that there was a Swedish publishing house, Verspil Forlag, who has published the book. But now the book has also appeared in Amazon.com. And a few who has read my book said, yes, that's really a new theory of evolution. So it shows what is right in natural science, and it also shows the weak points in natural science. And it also shows the weak points in the religious attitude towards intelligent design. And it also shows the logical and scientific sides of intelligent design. I feel I have a so-called life contract. I have had the possibility to study Martinus cosmology my whole life. My parents knew about it, and I had my picture taken with Martinus when I was only 11 years old. So that was a fantastic chance I had to study the philosophy of Martinus my whole life. But I also had the chance to get a university education. And then I felt very privileged that I have had the possibility to be a Martinus lecturer through 25 or maybe 30 years I've had study groups. So when I have been explaining the cosmology in question periods and lectures for these some 30 years and had my scientific background, then I was mature for writing my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. So now I'm satisfied and pleased with my life. And in a way, I'm ready to die. That means I want to live some more. But I feel that that was a very important thing in my life to publish this book. And for that reason, I'm very pleased and satisfied. I have written a book in Danish with the title Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. And it's very interesting that this book has been translated into Croatian. And my book was published in Denmark already in 2007. And the first language it was translated into was into Croatian. It was translated in 2009. And I have a good friend down there, Davorin Gruden, who has translated the book. And maybe I could, at the end of the film, add a contact address. And twice he has invited me to give lectures in Croatia. I'm not quite sure. I think it was 2008 and 2010. But it was a very good experience for me to present my book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design in Croatia. I talked in English, and Davorin translated simultaneous or consecutive. I could say one or two sentences, and then he translated. But I gave a lecture about my book in a library in Zagreb, the capital. And I also gave a lecture in Karlovac, also in a library. And it's also very difficult to present a new book in a foreign country. So I felt at very good ease in a library. And then I could say, well, see, there are three different theories. Darwin thinks that the organisms in the nature has been created in this and this and this way. So Darwin have a theory of evolution. Then the intelligent design is somewhat more religious, but they claim they are scientific. They think that they have proved the Darwinism wrong in a scientific way. And then they say, when it's wrong, what Darwin says, there must be another cause to the creation of the complicated organisms in nature. There must be an intelligent cause. And I think that's fair enough, but they don't give any mechanism how this intelligent cause has created these complicated organisms in nature. But I felt at very good ease at the library, because primarily I would like to tell about the theories of Martinus, the Danish writer. But then I could say, okay, Darwin, he thinks so and so and so, and Martinus thinks so and so, and in the theory of intelligent design, they think so and so. And on my book, I use three colors, because there are three different theories. And Martinus used the yellow color for the energy of feeling and also for religious belief. I know there is a difference between creationism. They believe literally in the Bible. But intelligent design is more scientific because they work in a scientific way. But they are sort of a little bit negative. All their work only aim at one thing, to prove Darwin wrong. But that's fair enough. And then they say there must be another cause, but they don't explain the mechanisms. And then there is the theory of Martinus. And Martinus could say, maybe, that Darwinism is a fragment of the whole explanation.
So there's a truth in the Darwinism, and especially there is a continuous evolution. There's a gradual evolution. That's a truth. When you experience, when you practice, when you train, you develop. And on the other hand, the most important thing in the evolution is not the evolution of the physical body. Of course, the most important is the evolution of the consciousness. And the consciousness of the living being is the most important factor. When we are eternal living beings, we are going through the whole evolution ourselves. Martinus has drawn a symbol called the road towards the light. That is symbol number 4. And here Martinus has shown an evolution in the physical world. Indigo color, that is the mineral kingdom. Red color, that is plant kingdom. Orange color is the animal kingdom. And yellow color is the real humane kingdom. This is a symbol of the created world. But we advance in that evolution because we can save our experiences. So every single human being is going through the whole. Here we have the man on planet Earth today. And we human beings, once we were monkeys, once we were apes, animals, plants and minerals, personally, we have made all the evolution. And this is a very logical model, because when we train and practice, we can make a talent. The essence of what we have learned is a talent or talent kernel. And these talent kernels can be stored in the eternal body, so they survive the death of the physical body. Behind the creative world, there is a creative power, and behind the creative power, there is a creator, which is outside the world of the energy. So a living being has these three fragments. But natural science only can work with the physical side of the created world. The philosophy has some more feeling and some more intuition, have ideas about the future. But Martinus had cosmic consciousness. This is the beginning of the real human kingdom. Here you become initiated. It's a perfect human being. And with cosmic consciousness, you can overview the whole universe. So Martinus, he could overview the whole problem. And in that way, he could sort of overlook the two theories. Martinus had not studied biology. He said the heat could come to the highest knowledge through himself, through intuition. He said that he had the intuition under control of his willpower. He could work with the highest truth whenever he wanted to do it. And I have been graduated from university in chemical engineering and biochemistry, and also from the University of Copenhagen in biology. So I have studied chemistry, biology, and astronomy. I've studied life on a scientific basis in microcosmos, mesocosmos, and macrocosmos. And for 50 years, I've also studied Martinus cosmology. So what I'm doing in my book is that I'm building a bridge between natural science and spiritual science. And in Martinus cosmology, there is also an intelligent design and also a loving design. And there is a compartment in the spiritual world called the kingdom of wisdom, where we have the culmination of intelligence. There you can use all the past experiences you've had with machines and computers and cell phones and satellites and so on, and then you can build them in new types of organisms. But my book is 300 pages, so I'm not going to explain the whole book in this little lecture. But the books in Croatian can be bought in Croatia in Karlovac, Zagreb, and they can also be bought at Amazon.com. And at the end of this little lecture, I will leave a contact address. But I must say I was very happy and very pleased for my two lecture tours to Croatia, and I would like to return someday in the future to tell more about Martinus' eternal world picture.
Hello, it's September 2007, and a few months ago I published my first book in Danish with the title Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design.
We are in Denmark. It's September 2007. We are here in Martinus Center, Klint, Denmark. It is 100 kilometers from Copenhagen. Maybe you don't know him, but there is a Danish philosopher or Danish writer called Martinus. He lived from 1890 to 1981, and he has written a new cosmology, also called Martinus Cosmology. Or he also talked about his spiritual science, and at the end he also entitled his whole work as the Third Testament. Martinus worked for 60 years on his whole work. When he was 30 years open, when he was 30 years old, his consciousness was opened and he got what he called a cosmic consciousness. He had a revelation, or you could say an initiation. And he said that he, after that initiation, had access to the ocean of knowledge, to the whole ocean of knowledge in the universe. Whenever he had a question, he could, in an intuitive way, experience the solution to his problem. And for 30 years, he wrote about the meaning of life, the structure and life, and he explained life in microcosmos, in mesocosmos, in macrocosmos. He talks about life, eternal life. Life has never started and life has never ended. And he established an institute called Martinus Institute in Copenhagen, where there is the big administration, book publishing and so on. And then 100 kilometers from Copenhagen, here in Martinus Center Klint, in the neighborhood of a town called Nykøbing, Sjælland, is now an education center where you can come and study the analysis of Martinus. This year we had 2 weeks, two international weeks, where there were lectures and study groups in English. If you want to have some more information about Martinus spiritual science, you could look at the webpage of the Martinus Institute. And the address is very simple. It's just simply martinus.dk. My name is Ole Terkelsen, and I've given a lot of lectures about Martinus cosmology. I have given lectures in 6 different languages, in Danish, Swedish, English, in German, French, and the international language Esperanto. And if you might be interested in listening to some of these lectures, I would invite you to my own webpage, which has the address oleterkelsen.dk. And there you can listen to my lectures. And I guess there's some 5-7 lectures in English that you can listen to. And I'm also now working on a book called Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. In the English-speaking world, there have been a big discussion between Darwinism and intelligent design theory. And I would like to show you that I have had my book published in Danish. And this is the front page of my book, called Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. The book has got 3 colors because there are 3 themes in the book. The intelligent design theory is claimed to be a scientific theory. But the most of the people who are fond of the intelligent design theory are very religious people. So it is the very religious people, especially in the United States, that supports the intelligent design theory. For that reason, it has a yellow color, which in Martinus symbols symbolize feelings, because it's more based on feeling. The Darwinism and the natural science is based on intelligence, which has been shown here with the green color. But Martinus' spiritual science is based on intuition. So there are 3 themes and 3 different colors. And now I'm having this book translated into English. And I think, for the moment being here, September 2007, that half of the book is translated into English. And I really hope to find a publisher in the United Kingdom that might publish my book in English. And then it might find its way to the United States. I would also like to show you a photo of Martinus. This is a book called Martinus as we knew him. It's some of Martinus' friends who has written all that they couldn't remember about Martinus. And I would like to mention that I've also made a CD in Danish. It's one CD which contains 50 lectures in MP3, and that is more or less my life work as a lecturer. For some 25 years I've given lectures, maybe some 1,200 lectures about Martinus cosmology. And it's also planned to make an international CD with 50 lectures in English, German and French. And I hope that such CD might be published in 2 or 3 years. If I should tell a little bit about myself, I would say that I was so lucky that my parents, they heard about Martinus cosmology when I was only 6 years old. So I have been brought up in a family where there was access to this philosophy of Martinus. His work is so vast. He has written about 6,000 or 8,000 pages, and it's really a deep study. So I'm very happy that already as a teenager I penetrated into these cosmic analyses, the explanation about what is life, how does life work, what's it all about. And then I went to high school, and then I started to study chemistry and biology. Actually, I've got two university degrees. First, I got a master's degree in chemical engineering, where I specialized in biochemistry. And later on, I studied biology and ecology at the University of Copenhagen. So I've also got this education in the scientific area. And then for 25, 30 years, I have been leading study groups and given lectures about Martinus cosmology. So in a way, this book that I've written, my first book, Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design, is the big thing that happened to me maybe in life, because my life contract sort of has been fulfilled. I think the whole life I've been preparing for writing this book, I have learned about the cosmology, I've been a chemistry and physics teacher, giving lectures, and I've studied Martinus cosmology, and then at the end I could give this presentation. And also these some 100 lectures that you can listen to on my homepage is also the fruit of my career.
Then I was mature for writing my book Martinus, Darwin and Intelligent Design. So now I'm satisfied and pleased with my life, and in a way I'm ready to die. That means I want to live some more, but I feel that that was a very important thing in my life to publish this book, and for that reason I'm very pleased and satisfied.
Energy has never come up. Energy has always existed, and the energy will always exist. But in the same way, the phenomena of consciousness and life are also eternal. But natural science thinks life must have had a begin and must have an end. The universe must have had a begin and an end. But Martino thinks that life, consciousness, energy, and the I, the self of the living beings, are eternally existing. The result of all your experiences, of all your talents, they can be stored in an eternal body, which is outside the physical body.
The incarnation, evolution of the mind. Evolution of the mind.
Every time when you make an experience, you have developed, and the result is stored as a talent. The training and practice is not wasted. It is
is stored in these talent kernels that are put into the eternal body that survives the death of the physical body. That means that evolution takes place because of experiences. All evolution takes place gradually, continuously. The main factor behind the evolution is consciousness. The consciousness of the individual being, but also the consciousness of the living universe.
Reincarnation, evolution of the mind. Reincarnation, evolution of the mind.
Martinus explains how we have gone through the whole Darwinistic evolution personally. We have made all the experiences ourselves. No experience is wasted in relation to the evolution. But the Darwinist thinks that we have got a better brain because there was a mutation that gave a bigger brain. So that means if we want to develop our brain, we have to wait, sit down and wait some 5,000 years for a new mutation. But according to Martinus, the intelligence of mankind and of the individual improves because he's using his intelligence.
Reincarnation, evolution of the mind. Reincarnation, evolution of the mind.
So, in a way, Darwin is right. The evolution is continuous. And the intelligent design, yes, there is a design. They have been quarreling for 150 years since the publication of Darwin's book, The Origin of Species. How is it possible to have a discussion running for 150 years? I guess it is because both parts are right. Yes, the evolution is gradually, continuously. And the other, yes, consciousness is the main factor in evolution. I would say that Darwinism and the theory of intelligent design, they only have fragments of the theory of evolution. But Martinus, he has described everything.
Reincarnation, evolution of the mind. Reincarnation, evolution of the mind.